All right, boys, be on your best behavior. We've got an elected official in.
Yes,
I
sir.
Know. I just feel the
Mr. Mayor.
Day to play.
Do what now?
I brought my Yahtzee game for y'all to play.
hopefully, we'll keep it peaceful.
Yeah.
So.
Check the guns at the door.
You know, and interestingly enough, we like to compare, you know, what goes on around here sometimes to other towns, other cities, and I realize this is beyond your purview, but here's what a small town in Alabama is doing now. And I don't know if we ever want to really compare ourselves to what goes on in Alabama to any great level.
Can we say
like
this
that.
On so, air this early?
actually, we can. So it's.
But right. We got to be nice. Do we got to be nice to Alabama now? I don't know.
No, we never
we have
to be nice
to
Alabama.
Nicer
so,
to them?
No. I would say we have to be. No, we don't have to.
No,
if anything, okay. We have to start being nicer to Oklahoma now. You know,
I guess you're right.
Like
yeah.
That. So, a small town in Alabama is offering nonviolent offenders the choice between doing prison time and paying a fine or working their sentence off by going to church every week. Now, the city judge in Bay Minette, Alabama, will give offenders the choice beginning yesterday, as part of Operation Restore Our Community. If someone goes for the church option, they have to attend every Sunday for a year and check in weekly with the pastor and the police department before their case can be dismissed.
Oh, my.
Now, how long do you want to set an over under about how long it's going to be before, any number of, you know, Americans for the Separation of Church and State start to come in or something along those lines? But that's what some folks in Alabama are doing. And it says the municipal judge there, so I don't know. It's a nonviolent offender thing.
Well,
so.
I think it's great for people to attend church. He could have sentenced them to attending city council meetings.
I'll take the prison time.
I was going to say, at that point, you might start talking Eighth Amendment violations, cruel and unusual punishment. So, Bill Oliver might argue that. So, 816 News Talk 1620 WTAW Mayor Jason Byanski from the city of Bryan joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You guys had a meeting last night, giving final approval to the tax rate, giving final approval to slightly higher electric rates. And so let's talk about that, and then also I do want to follow up with you on a comment that I wasn't quite sure was tongue in cheek or serious regarding the change to the SEC and the impact that that'll have on the city of Bryan.
Absolutely, so. Be happy to talk about it. We did finalize our tax rate for the 10th year in a row. Our tax rate is 0.6364. So we haven't raised our tax rate in over 10 years now. We're trying to hold the line on the budget. We've cut over $2 million out of our budget this past year. We've had some layoffs that you've heard about. We've definitely tightened our belt. But in a tough economy like everyone's experiencing, we're doing the same thing at the city, trying to cut expenses without raising the revenues, particularly the taxes on our citizens. We do have some debt that we've incurred through BTU. We're in partnership with other communities. We own the power plants, and they're trying to pay that off in the next few years. So we've, in order to accelerate that debt service and get that paid off, we'll have a 2% increase with BTU. We're still in the top 10 lowest rates in the state of Texas. It's just a minimum fee, but we hate to do that at this point. But in order to get some of that debt paid off, we raised it 2%.
Now, you mentioned last night at the council meeting, and again, this is what I was saying. I couldn't tell if it was dry sense of humor or if this was, you know, some sort of reality. I mean, the announcement of Texas A&M moving to the Southeastern Conference, and I believe the line was we've had six new hotel permits or something issued, something along those lines.
Well, see, I'm going to credit that to Bill Oliver, since he probably taped the meeting but was in attendance, and he couldn't tell what we were joking about, what we were talking about. Actually, I won't say it's six permits, but we have about four or five hotels that are locating in Bryan right now. Several of them are in the process of being built. We've got one on the west side of town that's looking at that area. We've got two that are proposed off of University Drive on the Bryan side. We've got one that's being built by Allen Forrest across from Sam Rayburn Middle School. And we've got one that's proposed over there by the Cracker Barrel. So I would say four or five easy that we're looking at that we've known about. They didn't pop up after the SEC announcement, but my comment was look for the community, look for more restaurants, more hotels, more retail establishments pop up because of our involvement with the SEC. I'm not sure how many we've got. I was just talking with Joey Dunn, our assistant city manager, a few minutes ago. He's an Alabama grad, and, you know, he attended a lot of the SEC games growing up. And they, you know, I think it was mentioned in your newscast earlier, we're now the seventh largest stadium in the SEC, where we're number two in the Big 12. So, you know, they pile them in those conferences there, and 100-plus capacity. And then you've got a lot of people that travel with the team that don't expect to attend the games, but they'll tailgate, they'll party, they'll find a restaurant, a sports bar to go watch the game, and so you'll have some of those activities just in the real estate business. Over the past week, we've had an increase in folks wanting to invest in this area, an increase in folks wanting to buy second homes. So that's all positive. So that, you know, the football team, their success affects that. The excitement of the SEC will affect that, and then you're just going to bring more people to the community, and you know, hopefully some of them will decide this is a great place to, you know, to live, work, raise a family, retire, and they'll come here to Bryan-College Station, to Aggieland, and I think you've got a lot of former students that already are flocking back to A&M for the retirement years now that they're going to be watching Florida and Alabama and LSU come to town on a weekly basis, you know, whether it's in football or track or basketball, baseball, all the sports. It's going to bring a lot of excitement to this community. So I do think it will be an economic boom to this area. You know, if you're in the T-shirt business, like Aggieland Outfitters, you know, they're experiencing a boom right now, CC Creations. And so I'm hoping that'll be a shot in the arm for our community.
You mentioned the different hotels that are either in the process or are going in, things of that nature. That is a marked change for the city of Bryan, which has not been, you know, when compared to College Station, has had dramatically fewer hotel rooms. But do you have any numbers or any preliminary numbers about how much of an increase in rooms this will be or beds this will be for the city of Bryan?
Not offhand. I know one of them that's wanting to locate around the Cracker Barrel is a four-story complex. The ones that are looking on the west side of town are going to be on the higher end. So you've got, you know, I think there was another boutique-type hotel that's looking at Bryan, so close to campus and the Bryan side. So, you know, it was just a few years ago when the Best Western Atrium just located here. We haven't had a new hotel in maybe 20, 30 years. You know, the LaSalle's been in downtown for many, many decades, but we've got a few of the other motels around town that have been there for a while, but you know, it's something that we're now starting to experience. I mean, Bryan's got some of the largest and affordable developable tracks closest to campus that's available. You know, College Station's developed a lot of their land around campus. Now they're growing south, and we've got a lot of our land that's close to campus that is available for development, and you know, you won't know if you're in Bryan or College Station in some of these areas. So it, you know, would be good to increase and get some hotel motel tax revenue coming in, because that's something our citizens won't necessarily pay for unless they stay at the hotel. It's something that the out-of-town visitors are paying, yet that'll go towards our quality of life in Bryan.
Talking with Bryan Mayor Jason Byinski this morning at 8:22. What else do you have to talk about this morning?
Well, Chase, I believe this is the last time that I'll be here before our Texas Reds Festival, October 7th and 8th. So I wanted to remind the viewers about Texas Reds, and also wanted to highlight a few of the changes and some of the new events that have just popped up over the past week. But the new brand spanking new parking garage that's being built next to the Brazos County Courthouse will be open for Texas Reds. So it'll make its debut that weekend, so the community will have an opportunity to park there. I think they've got parking capacity up to about 1,000 spaces, so they're feverishly working to get that parking garage complete. The city doesn't own or operate that parking garage, so I believe there will be a fee for parking there if you want to park in the parking garage, but it is adjacent to downtown Bryan. It will open up 1,000 spaces and again, an opportunity to see the new parking garage that they've been working on there next to the courthouse. The city will be offering free parking at Blinn College. So off of Villa Maria, Blinn College will run a shuttle bus to and from downtown Bryan on Friday and Saturday. The shuttles will run to 2 a.m. in the morning. So if you decide you want to stay for Joe Nichols on Saturday night, or you want to stay for the Land Sharks on Friday night, and you know, maybe go to one of the restaurants or bars afterwards, have a drink, have a meal, we'll be running that shuttle till 2 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. So I think that's important to mention so everyone can enjoy Texas Reds late. That Friday is our first Friday, so it's going to be the largest and most anticipated first Friday we've seen in downtown Bryan ever. And we've got entertainment, you know, from about 5 o'clock on. A lot of the merchants have put on and helped with some of the entertainment that night. And then we end up with Land Sharks on the main stage around 8:30 on Friday. So we welcome everyone to come out. There is no charge on Friday for Texas Reds. There's no charge on Friday for Texas Reds. We will be charging a nominal fee of $5 to enter on Saturday. You'll get a wristband. You can come back and forth throughout the day if you like. If you have children under the age of 13, Chase, there's no charge for the children. If they decide to participate in the kids zone, I think there's like a nominal fee of $10 to get a wristband there and play on all the games all day. So, and we're going to have the Children's Museum that's helping us with that, and that's going to be quite neat. But want to invite everyone to come out. You know, if you want entertainment, or maybe if one of the judges wants to sentence someone to have to come watch the Mayor Barry and Mayor Bayinski, we're going to participate in the grape stomping.
I was about to ask if y'all were going to get your feet dirty. So,
well, we are going to partner up this time, so we won't be opposing each other.
Cooperation.
We're going to cooperate.
Oh,
and
okay.
Mayor Barry said it was an unfair advantage because I have bigger feet, and but we definitely know the tricks of winning that deal. We can assure victory, and so I invite everyone to come out and watch Mayor Barry and I stomp the heck out of some grapes.
Do you know who you are competing against?
Well, I believe Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton and Jess Fields.
Really?
So we'll have those two competing with us. You know, I told Jess he's allowed to stomp grapes, but they'll have to ID him for the wine. So, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. We'll have a great time out there. So I'm sure if Jess is listening, he'll be up for the challenge. But and then, of course, we've got a lot of the radio and television personalities and celebrities around town that'll be participating in that. And the anyone that attends can participate in the grape stomp. So it'll be a lot of fun. Again, we're highlighting with Joe Nichols. He's got 14 top hits. Four-time Grammy nominee, and then on Saturday night. And then we've got the Land Sharks, which is Jimmy Buffett's tribute band on Friday night. It'll be a great time. And I assure everyone that the weather's going to be beautiful. It's already starting to cool down. And I think it was mentioned this week, actually today, that they're going to be crowning the Queen Theater again. So they're putting the crown back up as early as today. And everyone will get a chance to see the lighting ceremony at the Queen and see that crown revolve for the first time in probably in my lifetime. So it's going to be outstanding. We congratulate Ben Hardiman and his group and Downtown Association in getting that project up and going. And it's going to be a lot of fun in downtown Bryan October 7th and 8th. And I invite everyone to go on to the TexasRedsFestival.com website, sign up for the 5K run, sign up for the golf tournament to benefit Mary Crowley Cancer Institute. There's still some spaces available there. And we've got a few spaces left, Chase, for vendors. We've got a record turnout for vendors this year. We've expanded all the way to the north end of downtown Bryan, the vending capacity. So if you're a local vendor, we encourage you to come out and participate. We're anticipating 20 to 40,000 people out there that weekend. And I know they announced at 6 o'clock the Aggies and Texas Tech are going to be playing in a football game. Watch the Aggies beat the hell out of Tech. At 6 o'clock, we have a tailgating area where you can go and watch all the football games. I think OU and TU are playing that weekend. And then we've got a lot of sports bars, a lot of restaurants with a lot of brand-new LCD TVs that are going to have all the football games on that day that you can go in and sit in the AC and have something nice to eat and drink and watch the football games all day. So, guys, if your women want to come out and your wives want to come out and do some shopping, that's great. I promise you, as Mayor Bryan, we're going to have those football games on those TVs in downtown Bryan, and you can come join me and watch the Aggies and watch the Longhorns and all your favorite collegiate teams this week.
All right, Mayor Jason Bayinski, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Chase.
Mayor Jason Bayinski from the City of Bryan. We chat with the mayors on Wednesdays here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.